Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the UAW Region 1D and the Kentucky AFL-CIO. We appreciate their support. Joining me today, we've got Alex Kaplan of Media Matters. Alex, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on again.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Hannity's legal team thinks that the meeting that Don Jr. attended with others was a setup to give the appearance of collusion with the Russians. How did the Democrats twist Don Jr.'s arm to get him to show up to this meeting?
Well, I should note, first of all, that he said this 2 days ago. This is before the New York Times report yesterday and before Trump Jr. minutes before tried to preempt it by releasing many of his own emails. So before that, Sean Hannity on his show on the 10th had claimed that or had disparaged Trump's legal team's claim, which is highly dubious, that it was just a setup, that, you know, that they had no control. And I am starting to see this claim a bit in right-wing media that, you know, that he was duped or somehow set up into doing this. Now, if you look at the emails that...
Well, wait a
Trump
second.
Jr., yeah.
Alex, wouldn't that mean that the Democrats were using the Russians to elect Donald Trump?
Yeah, I think the Occam's razor principle applies here. If you're starting to like go through like five hoops to like create a conspiracy, you're probably wrong. And I think that sounds pretty ridiculous. But I also wanted to note that after this, you know, the emails that came out yesterday, Trump Jr. says in the emails, I love this stuff, or I love it, as he says. I believe quoting him exactly. It's hard to see how he basically seemed very open to it. So, and I believe, you know, Goldstone was an acquaintance of his, the guy who he was emailing with. So it's just hard to believe. And, you know, it's just some of the right-wing media defense of this over the last couple of days has gotten really ridiculous. I mean, this is, I actually have seen worse than what Hannity says here. Alex Jones yesterday said that, it actually kind of contradicts this Hannity said, which is that Trump Jr. was just trying to look for Russian spies, and that
I didn't think of that one.
Yeah, that one's very original. It's a very interesting take.
Isn't he Donnie Jr. Bond?
Yeah, I don't really know what to say to that, but, you know, this is why Alex Jones has his reputation. That's what I'll say in response to that.
I think aliens were involved.
Well, he did have a guest come on talking about a Mars, like, sex colony a few weeks ago, so, which he didn't completely dismiss from what I saw. Didn't seem to completely dismiss it. So that's Alex Jones. But in general, much of the right-wing media reaction, just because, again, this was before the emails came out, and much of the right-wing media reaction to Donald Trump Jr. has been really, it's been kind of confusion. Two more prominent, more fringe pro-Trump media figures, Mike Cernovich, Jack Posobiec, immediately after the emails were released by Trump Jr., I believe it was right before the New York Times report came out, I don't know if they just didn't read them or they just were blatantly dishonest. But they were like, oh, Trump Jr. released them. New York Times has been debunked. It's fake news. And anyone who reads the emails, forget the New York Times report that came out yesterday. Anyone who reads, I mean, not forget it, but just independent of it, anyone who reads Trump Jr.'s emails that he released can see that it confirms what the Times have been reporting for the last few days, couple of days before that. So some of the media reaction has been ridiculous. I would note CNN reported yesterday they got an internal Slack conversation of Breitbart. They had Breitbart, one senator, saying this to him, straight up said he said it looked like collusion, and then later on Breitbart like just tried to downplay it. So it's just very interesting how the right wing media reaction on this has been very incoherent. It seems that it's just very hard for them to defend it.
Yeah, it seems to me like this is very difficult to defend. And quite honestly, I don't know if he did it knowingly, willingly, but it seems like Don Jr. has thrown other people under the bus. And
it seems like someone threw him under the bus.
That too.
Based on where the sourcing has been for this.
Right. So, somebody threw him under the bus first, then he's throwing other people under the bus. And now that you have all these different parties that have their own legal teams, this is going to turn into a free-for-all.
Yeah, one thing I also want to mention, we noted it weeks ago, or recently, and I think you're going to start, something to keep an eye on, your listeners to keep an eye on, you're going to start seeing in right-wing media more and more. It started, but you're probably going to start seeing it more and more. Now that, like, it's not, collusion is, like, impossible, it's all a joke, like, why even bring it up, to more of, like, okay, well,
it's
legal. Maybe it's okay. Yeah, maybe it's okay. It's not necessarily illegal, you know. How far did it really go? You started seeing multiple Fox figures, including Sean Hannity, start in the last few weeks pushing it. I would say maybe since, like, late May. More picked up in June. And I think now with this, you're going to start seeing it more and more, like on Fox and elsewhere.
One of the interesting things about this is, imagine we were talking about Don Jr. wanting to rob a bank, okay? Not go to not have a meeting about dirt on Hillary, but rob a bank, okay? Let's just pretend it's a slightly different topic. If you plan on robbing a bank and you talk to other people about robbing a bank and you intend to rob a bank but you get a flat tire, guess what? You're still culpable for your actions. And then the Trump administration's turning around and saying, well, we robbed the bank, but it's Obama's fault because he didn't stop us.
Yeah, that one's a little odd. I don't know if I've seen right-wing media parrot that yet, but that is a interesting claim to somehow suggest that Obama was to blame for this.
Yeah.
I have seen legal experts. I've seen a lot of reporting of legal experts or talking to legal experts about it, saying that Trump Jr. seems to be in some likely good chance, some type of legal peril because of this meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Because, don't forget, Manafort and Flynn, they've already decided that they want to work with the FBI. There's more information coming out. So it's going to be very interesting all the way around. Alex, how do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
You can go to our website at mediamatters.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and at Twitter at MMFA, and you can follow me at ALKAPDC.
There you go. Alex, we appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you again soon, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you. Take care. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.